You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning, Shane, and welcome to the program on SBS.
Oh, thanks, Eitan.
And just to start with the front page of the Australian Jewish News, ALP's Israel was an insult to our national debate. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. So in recent weeks, there's been a number of anti-Israel statements within elements of the Australian Labor Party. And of course, we've got the national election coming up, so it's especially relevant. So for example, just over a week ago, Melissa Park, who's Labor's candidate for the Western Australian seat of Curtin, she attended a meeting with the Palestine lobby group, and she said at that meeting that Israel has, quote, a fully fledged system of apartheid. Now, Park defended her remarks, arguing it was, quote, not anti-Semitic to protest injustice, end of quote. But she said she didn't want to be a distraction to the Labor's election campaign, so she pulled out of the race. Meanwhile, Sue Lyons, who's Western Australian Labor senator, was also at the same event. Now, she has also come under fire after taking aim at what she quotes as the Israeli lobby and its power within Australia. Now, this was at the same event, a Western Australia Labor Friends of Palestine event. She said, quote, sadly, the Israel-Palestine issue is an area where it's hard for Labor to move forward. And she said that was because, quote, the Israeli lobby is so powerful within the party and outside of the party, and it really does impact on the sort of movement we've been able to make. And then, just last week, a Labor MP, Josh Wilson, who's the member for Fremantle, also in Western Australia, is under pressure because he claimed that Palestinians are killed at Israeli checkpoints. Now, Jewish leaders have blasted Wilson, but for Labor's part, the party's leader, Bill Shorten, insisted that Labor is a great friend of Israel. He said, Labor's policy is crystal clear. We support a two-state solution which recognizes the right of Israel and Palestine to exist within secure and recognized borders. And he said the Labor National Conference confirmed this position as late as December last year, and that position will not change. And Labor Josh Burns, who's Labor's candidate for McNamara, which is a seat in Melbourne with quite a large Jewish population, reiterated Shorten's comments, and he said, our community, the Jewish community, can have great confidence that a Shorten Labor government will be a strong friend of Israel's and our Australian Jewish community. Interestingly, there's been some comments from the Israeli ambassador to Australia, Mark Sofer, who warned this obsession with demonizing Israel, which thankfully is the domain of the few, does not at all help the Palestinians and serves only to hamper possible reapproachment in the Middle East. But he did say, he clarified that comment by saying that Israel will continue to have a close relationship with Australia no matter which party wins the upcoming federal election.
And in a way, the assumption is that it wouldn't make any harm to the Labor's efforts now on way to the federal elections. But at the end, it leaves an impact. In a way, Israel, the Jewish community, are identified as one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, they're so closely linked. Yeah, there's a big danger that if you attack one, it's, of course, Israel is the only Jewish nation in the world. So, yeah, exactly right.
Yes, and what else can you add on this weekend's edition that is really relevant for us I understand that there are some anti-Semitic emails targets Dr. Karen Phelp, MP. Can you speak about it, please?
Yes, so the listeners might remember that Karen Phelps is now the member for Wentworth, independent member for Wentworth in Sydney. In the by-election in last October, she received an anti-Semitic email. Well, just last week, she received another one. And the email, this time, holds the Jewish community responsible for the recent measles outbreak, of all things. And, of course, Dr. Karen Phelps is a GP. So this email said the Jews refuse to vaccine themselves on anything, and they are spreading measles and other diseases. And it says Karen Phelps is responsible for bringing in thousands of sick kids from refugee camps full of diseases. So it's quite a bizarre and hurtful email. Both Dr. Karen Phelps and her opponent, the Liberal candidate for Wentworth, Dave Sharma, have both, and as well, I should mention, Labor candidate Tim Murray in that seat, have all condemned this email. Dr. Phelps said, this is a kind of hate speech that we must see eliminated from our national discourse. And she said, you know, anti-Semitic content like this leads to other kinds of anti-Semitic behaviour. Sharma said, these bigoted, racist and divisive emails have no place in our democracy, especially in the seat of Wentworth, which has such a significant Jewish population. So both Phelps and Sharma have referred these emails to the Australian Federal Police for appropriate investigation. And I'll just quickly mention, because it's on the same topic, anti-Semitic material, Bondi Beach, the murals on Bondi Beach have again been attacked with swastika vandalism. Now, this happened a few months ago when 20 swastikas were daubed on this same stretch of wall. Some more swastikas have been added. It happened early in the morning last Wednesday. Fortunately, they were removed within an hour. But Waverley Council staff and Councillor Leon Goldsman have called for CCTV cameras to be installed in that area, because in this attack and in the previous attack, there were no CCTV cameras available capturing any footage. So, you know, police are still investigating both incidents. The incident has been condemned by the newest New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies CEO Vic Al-Hadef. And meanwhile, after we went to print last week, on Friday night, the Jewish Liberal MP Julian Lisa, he's the MP for Barara on Sydney's Upper North Shore, two of his campaign posters were attacked with anti-Semitic vandalism, including drawings of a Hitler moustache on his face that appears on the poster, plus swastikas. Now, of course, Lisa, his family members, grandparents, escaped the Holocaust and were beaten by the Nazis, his mother in particular. So this was very upsetting to him, he says. So it's very disturbing that these kind of things are happening again, and they're targeting either Jewish candidates or candidates in areas that are Jewish. That have significant Jewish populations.
Yes, and let's speak a little bit about the Trade and Defence Office that is opened in Jerusalem.
Yes, yeah, so this is good news. Communal leaders have welcomed the opening of a new Australian Trade and Defence Office in Jerusalem as a sign of Australia's continued commitment to recognising Jerusalem as Israel's capital. So this is a follow-on to a decision last December by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who recognised West Jerusalem as Israel's capital and announced plans to establish this office within 12 months. So, it's now it's up and running. It's operating under Austrade, and it's located on King George Street in downtown Jerusalem. Executive Council of Australian Jewry has welcomed the opening of the office. Its co-CEO, Peter Wertheim, said, "We thank the Australian government and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison for keeping their promise to open this new office." He said it could open up new avenues for Australia's trade, investment, defence, education and innovation partnerships in Israel. And also AJEC Executive Director Dr. Colin Rubenstein added he looks forward also to the Australian government eventually relocating our embassy in Israel to Jerusalem, helping, quote, to end the discriminatory situation whereby for the last 70 years, Israel has been the only country in the world not permitted to nominate its own capital on its own sovereign territory.
And to close the interview and your report, Shane, I would say there is a sort of crossroad in Israeli sport, and maybe you can elaborate on that one.
Yes, so this is an Israeli soccer legend, Yossi Ben-Ayun. He's called the Diamond from Dimona, and he's arguably Israel's greatest ever soccer player. He announced last Thursday he'll retire next month when he turns 39. He's still playing for Beitar Jerusalem, and he'll take over as the club's manager. Now, his career has been massive, not just in Israel when he won premierships with Maccabi Haifa, but he moved to Europe for many years, and he played for Liverpool in the UEFA Cup. He played for Chelsea. He won the Europa League with them, and he also played 637 matches, including 102 matches for Israel, including scoring 24 goals for his country. Not bad.
Not bad at all. To forget that Yossi Ben-Ayun, next page in life, will be the sport director of the legendary Israeli team Beitar Jerusalem, who won cups and won championships along the years, and very much a symbol of soccer in Israel. And hopefully Yossi Ben-Ayun will change the reality at Beitar Jerusalem, latest unachievements will probably turn the history of Beitar Jerusalem to the better. A great footballer, a great athlete, and a great person.
Yeah, absolutely. And from growing up in Dimona, which is a really tiny place when you think about it.
Totally.
He's gone on and done this amazing career.
I would say that you're so right to mention that he's coming from Dimona, because when you think about world athletes, many, many of them are coming from grassroots level. Talents are not only growing up in the cities. And Yossi is really one of those examples.
Yeah.
So I would like to say thank you to Shane Desiatnik on behalf of SBS radio listeners this week, and thank you very much, Shane.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.